Tony Cardenas retiring from Congress endorses Luz Rivas. Representative Tony Cardenas will not seek re-election in 2024 and is endorsing State Assemblywoman Luz Rivas, who on November 20 declared her candidacy for Mr. Cardenas' San Fernando Valley 29th Congressional District seat. Mr. Cardenas, the first Latino to represent the Valley in Congress, told the Los Angeles Times he was planning to retire following the end of his current term in January 2025. The 60-year-old has served 3 decades in public service, including 10 years in the U.S. House. "It will be the first time in 28 years that I'm not on the ballot," Mr. Cardenas told the publication. "The truth of the matter is I thought I could do this just for a few years. I'm just at the age where I have enough energy and experience to maybe do something and have another chapter of a career where I don't have to go to Washington, D.C., 32 weeks out of the year." Senator Alex Padilla joined Mr. Cardenas at a November 20 news conference at Andres and Maria Cardenas Elementary School, named in honor of Mr. Cardenas' parents, lauding Mr. Cardenas as someone who stepped up to run for office at a time when Latinos didn't see ourselves represented in positions of power. "His decision to enter public service and his approach to politics opened the door for many others to follow, including many who couldn't have imagined running for office, including myself," Mr. Padilla said. After previous stints in the Assembly and on the Los Angeles City Council, Mr. Cardenas was first elected to Congress in 2012. His district covers Arleta, Pacoima, Sun Valley, North Hollywood, Panorama City, Van Nuys, Lake Balboa, Lakeview Terrace, Mission Hills, North Hills, Reseda, Toluca Lake, Valley Glen, Valley Village, and San Fernando. His impact stretches beyond his many legislative achievements as a champion for the hardworking families in the San Fernando Valley, Mr. Padilla said. "I'll truly miss his partnership in Congress." Mr. Cardenas served as Assemblyman from 1996 until 2002, during which he secured $650 million for new school construction. He also introduced legislation bolstering gang prevention and intervention programs. He served on the City Council from 2005 to 2013 as the 6th District Representative, which covers some neighborhoods of the 29th Congressional District. During his time on the Council, Mr. Cardenas chaired the Business Tax Reform, Energy and Natural Resources, Gang Violence, and Youth Development Committees. He also sat on the Budget and Finance and Housing, Community, and Economic Development Committees. He has also been an advocate for green energy, justice reform, and animal rights, among other issues. Mr. Cardenas quickly endorsed Ms. Rivas as his successor in the solidly Democratic district, which will likely attract a large number of hopefuls for the congressional seat. "Luz is a genuine public servant who has dedicated herself to delivering opportunities for the Valley," Mr. Cardenas said in a statement. "She gets things done and has always put working families first." In announcing her candidacy, Ms. Rivas, 49, said in a statement, "Congress has descended into a constant state of dysfunction and the American people are paying the price. Residents of the San Fernando Valley deserve a member of Congress who will focus on their needs. I will fight to make sure every family has economic opportunity, protect Social Security and Medicare, and reduce the threat of climate change." Ms. Rivas is vying to be the first Latina to represent the district in Congress. She joined the Assembly in 2018 following the resignation of Raul Bocanegra, who was the subject of sexual harassment allegations. She chairs the Assembly's Natural Resources Committee and is the author of 18 bills, 11 of which have become laws.